This year, Togiak could see one of the earliest herring harvests ever recorded. That's according to Alaska Department of Fish and Game area biologist Tim Sands.
We're going to fly our first survey on Friday, and then I expect we'll be seeing herring by the 20th, if not sooner, you know.
That would be the Togiak fishery's second earliest start on record. The earliest recorded date a biomass was spotted in the district was April 14, 2016. But because of the unusual timing, fishing only began 3 days later. Herring spawn timing depends largely on water temperature on the spawning grounds, and a warm spring means an early biomass arrival. The total forecasted biomass for 2018 is 136,756 tons, slightly higher than last year's forecast of 130,852 tons.
We have a 20% exploitation rate, so there's 27,351 tons available to harvest.
Of the predicted available harvest, 1,500 tons are allocated to the spawn on the kelp fishery, 1,810 tons are allocated to the Dutch Harbor food and bait fishery, which is harvested in July. The remainder of the predicted harvest is split between Togiak's Purse Seine and Gillnet fisheries. 19 seine boats and 3 gillnet vessels are expected to participate in this year's Togiak fishery. The Purse Seine fishery quota is 16,829 tons, or 70%. The gillnet fishery quota is 7,212 tons, or 30%. The forecast is calculated with an age structure analysis model to predict the herring population. Predictions are based on aerial surveys and harvest sampling when biologists collect data on the age, sex, length, and weight of the fish.
We look at the amount of catch in each age class and forecast a population for that age class. By doing that year in and year out, we can look and see how much we think the age class is each year, and that helps us fine-tune the model.
This year, the ADFNG enlisted a statewide herring biologist to lead analysis efforts. The department also moved their model from an Excel spreadsheet to an AD Model Builder program. Sand says that the program allows biologists to change the weights on the data to produce more accurate predictions.
Before, the aerial survey was weighted higher and the age composition data was weighted lower, and we kind of reversed that because we have more confidence in our age composition information than we do in the aerial survey information.
Sand says that preseason talk put prices between $50 and $100 per ton, but he says that it's too early to know for certain.
It's all rumor at this point. It could be higher than that because of Sitka, but it might not make a difference. It all depends.
The Sitka Sac Row herring fishery shut down early this year after falling far short of its quota, which may push prices up in other regions. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.